This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 221. When to use the at Thanksgiving dinner. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, coming to you from Arizona and Boston, USA.
Do you get confused about when to use the in English conversations? Listen in today to find out the clear difference between using this article and dropping it.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh my gosh, my Thanksgiving was fun. Yeah, we did all the cooking and we got halfway through cooking the meal and realized this is a big job. You know, cooking for seven people is a huge job.
It is. I've discovered the Instapot can save so much time. You cook your turkey in the Instapot. I make the yams and the potatoes in Instapots. It's safe, especially because we went up to a cabin up north that had a very minimal kitchen. So it saved me to be able to use this pressure cooker to easily cook lots of different things.
Oh, for sure. Because I bet the stove wasn't necessarily that great in the cabin and that kind of thing, which could be hard to cook a turkey when you don't have a good stove.
Right. Exactly. And there are other options to there are deep fryers for turkeys and smokers for turkeys. But this was just so easy to throw it in an Instant Pot. And when you have multiple families using one kitchen, which does happen pretty often for Thanksgiving because everyone's traveling and maybe staying at one place.
Right.
And that's how this was. We didn't have multiple ovens to be cooking all these different things. So there's, you can't put the turkey in the oven. You got all these other things that need to go in the oven.
Oh, I love it. Have you ever considered a Thanksgiving without the turkey?
No, never. Blasphemy. How can you even suggest that?
Oh, I've done it. I wanted to do it this year again. Yeah, we've done it. We've done 1 year we did duck, I think. And we've done, I think we did fish 1 year. I'm not a big turkey person.
You don't like turkey. We did do a tofurkey one year in New York because we were inviting some friends that were vegetarian and I had never cooked a turkey anyway. So I found this, it's like a turkey made out of tofu and it wasn't bad. It was actually pretty good.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Very cool. All right. Well, this is good. I love that we're talking about Thanksgiving. We just got through with Thanksgiving. And so there's a lot to talk about here. But guys, I want to let you know we're in this top 15 mistakes series. And this is the last episode in this series. So to get a complete ebook that shows you every mistake, each one of these 15 mistakes in a clear ebook with examples and more than you get on this podcast, where should they go, Aubrey? Where should they go to get that ebook?
Yes, go to allearsenglish.com/1515 and you just get it all in one place. Don't have to go back through the blog. So yeah, check it out.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, what are we getting into in this one then? This mistake.
Okay. Yes, we're talking about articles, especially the definite article, the. So I have to say that I think I see this error more than any other error by students, by language learners, especially when I'm correcting IELTS essays. We provide feedback to our students on their IELTS essays. And I see this mistake all the time, every day.
Interesting. Yeah. So we know that this is, I mean, maybe this is the most important one of the whole series because we use the so often, often.
Exactly.
And before we move on, I just want to make sure our listeners know what we are doing around IELTS. Where can they go to start learning IELTS from All Ears English? Where can they get
started? Make sure you're following our other podcast, IELTS Energy. Jessica and I publish 3 episodes every week. We have guests. We interview students, how they've succeeded. They share their tips and strategies that help them get the scores they needed. 7s, 8s, a lot of 9s on reading, listening. So yeah, definitely check out that podcast. And if you are looking for a course to prepare for IELTS, Jessica, who works with us, is an ex-examiner, and she created this amazing course. You can find it at allearsenglish.com/keys. And then you can be one of our personal coach students, like what I'm talking about, where we go over your essays and help you see what you would score if you took the test today, your scores for the individual scoring sections, and how to improve those.
Yes, I love it. So we, you know, because Aubrey, you do grade so many essays of IELTS students, we know that probably 85 or 90% of you guys may be struggling with this. So if you guys, if you're one of the people that are struggling, guys, let's get into it today. So what do we need to know then? Let's go straight to it.
Yeah. So the use of this definite article, the, can be really confusing, but there are rules that can help you get it right. So first of all, you want to consider whether you're talking about something specific or something more general. The reason it's called the definite article is because you're defining something. So when you use the, you want to be defining or sharing specifically what you're talking about. So for example, when we're talking about Thanksgiving, you would say, do you like the turkey?
Do you like the turkey? Or maybe, yes, the turkey is great, right? You asked me a question, I responded. And then what? Yes. What's another example?
Or could you please pass the salt? And the reason this is defined is you could say, do you like turkey? But then you're talking about turkey in general. If you say, do you like the turkey? You're talking about the turkey on the table. It's defined.
Yes.
Right? The turkey is great. I'm talking about the one we're eating right now. Could you please pass the salt? You're talking about the salt on the table. The defining of it is a little bit implied here, but we know you're talking about specific defined salt. If you just say, could you please pass salt? It's like, that doesn't make sense.
I love it. So that's a good example. So very definitive. You're defining something. There is something very clear that's common that you're talking about. Sometimes that you can actually see right in front of you or something that is just very, very specific. And then when we take out the, what does that point to, Aubrey?
Is that something more broad, general, right? Yeah, more exactly. General. More general, more broad. Do you like turkey? Just means in general, like you said earlier, I don't really like turkey. It's not for me. Or have you tried pumpkin pie? I'm not talking about the specific pie by me here, so I don't use the. I'm talking about pumpkin pie in general, so we eliminate it.
Right. Yeah. And then cranberries are too tart for me. So cranberries generally, broadly, like it's at the grocery store. It's a type of Thanksgiving food and I don't really like them. They're too tart for me. But there's something interesting about what we said earlier, Aubrey, that I want to highlight because it shows the nuance here, right? Because I think a lot of our listeners are going to want a little more challenge, right? You guys are ready for a challenge. So when I opened the conversation, I said, have you ever considered Thanksgiving without the turkey? And then we had a talk about turkey and I said, I don't like turkey. So I actually used both there.
And this is a little more nuanced because in some ways it is interchangeable. If you are asking that question, you can be referring to the turkey that we eat on Thanksgiving. You're defining it, you know, without having to say so. I know you're saying the turkey when you mean the turkey that we always have on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly. It's like in this case, the turkey is an icon. It's like an icon. Right. It's a famous thing that symbolizes Thanksgiving. And so that's why it got the there.
Exactly. Right? And as far as IELTS essays, what I will see is students will say like, the companies are making improvements, or the governments, right? They're using the without defining anything.
Okay.
And so it's not needed there. But if they are going to define it and they say the companies in the US are making improvements, right? That's when you need it. Otherwise, you would just say companies are making improvements if you're talking about a general, companies in general, without specifically talking about one.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a really common mistake. I'm not surprised that you're seeing that a lot in those essays, for sure. Yeah, yeah, good
it
stuff.
Happens all the time. And the, we talk a lot on the IELTS Energy episode, on the IELTS Energy podcast, about grammar shouldn't be your main focus. And this is affecting your IELTS grammar score. But it's something to be aware of, because if you make mistakes with articles over and over and over in your essay, it's pulling down that score needlessly. This is a pretty easy fix once you know what to do.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I think that's kind of why this is number one in the top 15 list, because it's so common. You know, the lack of an article of a the, or the use of the, is just everywhere. In almost every sentence, right? You have to
almost
make that
every
choice.
Sentence. Yep. And so definitely every essay, every conversation,
every
for
essay,
sure.
Multiple times. Absolutely. So that's why it could really bring down your score, because you're just going to do this so many times. You're going to make that choice so many times. What about geography? Is there something we need to know here about geography?
Yeah, this is a little tricky, right? So usually large, well-known geographic places do have a the, like the continent, the Pacific Ocean, the moon. And this is because we are, without actually saying it, we're defining it, because there's only one. It's all, it's defined on its own.
Right, for sure. And then when we talk about countries that may have a more formal name, for example, the United States, right? We don't say United States, right? We would never say that. Or the Russian Federation. But when we say things like America or Russia, we're not going to say the.
Okay. Exactly, which this can be really confusing for students. Most country names, there's no the before, but when it's in the title of that country, right, the United States of America, that's defined. We're defining which states we're talking about.
And the other reason that I'm glad that this is number one here, why it's so important, I mean, we know that in other languages, I think French and Spanish, there often is that article between, you know, before the country name. Right?
Yes. In French, you always have the article. So that's really confusing. And often that's why I'm seeing these errors, is students are trying to translate directly from their language.
Oh, yeah.
And so there would be an article in their language, or there wouldn't be. And that just doesn't work. You just can't translate directly. You have to learn the rules for the language you're learning.
Absolutely. So let's give our listeners an example. So here we are sitting at our Thanksgiving dinner, sitting next to each other. Are you ready, Aubrey?
Yes.
All right. So can you pass the rolls, please?
Sure. Do you have butter?
No, I don't. Can you pass me the butter as well?
No problem. How are the rolls? I haven't tried them yet.
Delicious. These are homemade, but the ones I brought are from the store.
That's funny that you aren't eating the rolls that you brought.
I didn't have time to make them.
I did the same thing. I was asked to bring cranberry sauce, and the sauce I brought is store-bought.
I don't think I've ever tried homemade cranberry sauce.
It's delicious, but it takes a long time to make. I had to make stuffing as well, so I couldn't do both.
Oh, I'll have to try it. Can you pass me the stuffing?
It's the same recipe I used last year, and everyone seemed to like it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Oh, good expression. I think the stuffing was the best part of our Thanksgiving this year.
I love
stuffing.
My gosh.
Oh,
so good.
It's the best.
So flavorful.
So good.
Yes.
It's so good. So good. I was just thinking, like, with, I always end up bringing store-bought stuff. I usually don't cook.
This is a very appropriate role play for you.
Yeah, for sure it is. But it sounds like you're making things from scratch there. Aubrey. Yeah. You're really going for it. I love
homemade cranberry sauce is my favorite thing. Okay. I don't want it out of the can. It's so good.
No, totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So good. So good. All right, let's go through how we use these. What did we do? We got a lot of situations here.
Right. So first you said, can you pass the rolls? Because you're talking about specific rolls that are on the table.
Uh-huh. And then you asked, sure, do you have butter?
And you notice I didn't say, do you have the butter, right? Mm-hmm.
And why is that? Why is that? Why did
we not say? Because it doesn't matter, right? I'm not saying, do you have the butter that's on the table? It can be butter in general. So I'm just asking maybe like, do you have butter in the house somewhere? I'm not talking about specified, specific, defined butter.
And the other thing we could add here is, do you have any butter? Do you have any butter? Mm-hmm. Right? Something like that. And that would be more actually when I'm asking for butter, really. Not so much about you asking me if I need it. But that's just for another episode, for another day, I think. Mm-hmm. And then I said, can you pass me the butter as well? So now I'm using the because I'm talking about the thing on the table. Right, Aubrey?
Exactly. It's defined. Specific butter that we can both see right there. Right. And then I said, how are the rolls? I haven't tried them yet. So again, I'm talking about the ones on the table.
Yep. And by the way, side point, rather than rolls, I think it's good to have like banana bread or zucchini bread or something really delicious. Mm.
Yes.
Yum. Yes. All right. So let's see. These are homemade, but the ones I brought, but the ones here, right? Mm-hmm. And using the before ones as kind of a pronoun here, the ones I brought are from the store.
Yeah, this is very native, right? Instead of saying the noun over and over, how are the rolls? The rolls I brought, the rolls. No.
Right, you're not going to
replace
it.
Mm-hmm, and say the ones I brought.
Mm-hmm. And then you said, that's funny that you aren't eating the rolls you brought. I mean, that one. And then what else?
And then I said, I was asked to bring cranberry sauce. And you notice I didn't say I was asked to bring the cranberry sauce because here I'm talking about in general, just some cranberry sauce. It's not defined. It's not specific.
Yeah, I think that's the key differentiator we're making here, right? The key difference is when we're talking about an item that's on that Thanksgiving table that we've already seen and identified versus a more general food item that could be anywhere. We don't care where it is.
Exactly. Right? Is it defined or not? And in the same sentence, right? So I said, I was asked to bring cranberry sauce and the sauce I brought is store-bought. So we have both there because in the second part of the sentence, I'm defining the sauce I brought.
Perfect. Perfect. And then at the end, I said, oh, I'll have to try it. Can you pass me the stuffing? And again, I'm using the here, guys, because the stuffing is on the table. I'm pointing to it and I'm saying, can you pass me the stuffing?
Yes. And then that fun bonus phrase, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We say that all the time. Do you use that one, Lindsay?
Yeah, I love that one. And that's so fun because I love that we're actually making a grammar mistake on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are pretty rare. And so it's fun to intentionally be able to make a grammar mistake. You wouldn't say ain't in a job interview or in a very formal situation, but this idiom is great. It just means like, hey, it worked well the first time. Why change it?
Totally, guys. And we've done other episodes on ain't and probably on this phrase too. So come back to our blog, allearsenglish.com, and type in the search bar ain't, AIN'T, and you'll pull up a couple of episodes. All right.
Awesome.
Good stuff. All right, Aubrey, thanks for hanging out today. And guys, hit follow on this podcast if you want to learn English in this new way.
Yes. And don't forget to get our ebook. This has been such a fun series of the most important, or rather the most glaring grammar mistakes that are made by language learners. So check it out, allearsenglish.com/1515. All right.
Very good, very good. I'll see you soon, Aubrey. Have a good one.
Thanks, Lindsay. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.